I arrived in Soho in 39. The war had just broken out, literally within weeks. My father had purchased 21 Romilly Street. There's a house there. Went to school at the time. My father was immediately scooped in because just after the war, he as an Italian, he'd become an enemy alien, and he was shortly after it. He was in the Isle of Man. But I went to school at Notre Dame, which was in Leicester Square at the time. The actual school, the opening was just by the Warner Theatre there, which is, I think, the Charles Pigou Youth Centre now. Although the church is still there. It's odd because the playroom there, the playground, I should say, was in the basement, actually in the basement. And when they had at one time, I think it was the Empire Theatre, wasn't it? Just nearby there, they had a landmine come down on a parachute that was hanging by a building. So we couldn't go to school for those several days. So we went to school then at St. Patrick's, which is now School of English, just off Soho Square. It's still... And where the playground was on the roof, which is, you can still see it. If you ever look it up, if you look at St. Patrick's, look it up, you can see the net webbing all covering over, which is the kids. Otherwise, they had to make it all over, otherwise the kids would jump all the way over and go down, you see, and fall over. That's it. That, I suppose, really, is not a lot from there, just normal school days. The big event from there was the bombing of St. Anne's, the church. And as I've said before, I was actually sleeping in 21 in the basement, which is at the time when it landed, woke us up. Actually, it's only about 50 yards away. Got to feel the ground move up and down three times. I've actually written a piece for the museum that's in there that tells you all about that, about getting up in the morning and how we first saw it. That the actual bombing was monopolised by the kids immediately. You always went to bomb sites, you know. This was actually natural, and we did mining. Mining was because they had marvellous mosaics there. When all the masonry came down and smashed, of course, everybody dug out mosaics like conkers. Instead of conkers, you had these little mosaics. The blue clear stones were nice ones, and they were pretty ones. And the ones with the gold top, everybody knew that they were very, very expensive, because it was real gold. But if you didn't know, it was so minuscule that it wasn't worth any, but everybody mined them. At that time, I was, in actual fact, that was quite frightening, somebody broke into the tombs, they found them, and actually was... Probably they said it was spooky, but about six of us went down with, and I can't remember who the other boys was. One had a torch, and I wasn't at the front. We went down, it was a stair, metal steps, tubular steps. We climbed down these steps, and somebody who had a torch there was going there, and we explored. We thought it was a tunnel, you see. And all I can vaguely remember, I didn't actually see it, but somebody screamed, and they just on the coffins, dropped the torch, and everybody ran, all in the dark, you know, and luckily I was near the back, so I wanted to get up the top thing. And they said, oh, it's coffins, so we didn't go down there. But within days, bones appeared on the top. And at one time, there was a skull there, most definitely. So somebody was pillaging. It probably some, I shouldn't imagine the kids did. I think it was probably adults thinking there might be something there. Although why they'd want to bring bones up, or maybe some, let's face it, some people are pretty fearless, aren't they? You know, they don't give a damn about being young or old. So that was that. The other thing about St. Anne's was the spiral staircase going up to the tower. We went up there. And I remember on one of the landings, I think it was the first, I think, there was a great big wooden chest, large wooden chest, full of papers. It was just full of papers, and everybody was taking handfuls of the papers out, because it was obviously very old, because I can still remember it was a reddish brown, you know, on this thing, and you couldn't read them, not if we were 12 or something like that, 10, 12. And it was difficult to read, so everybody was taking handfuls home, and the next day everybody was saying, at school that were saying, we heard they shoot looters if they catch looters. So everybody burnt them, didn't they? They threw them away in the dustbin, everything, which is one of the... And then I remember there were plates, or they might have even been pewter plates or plates on the wall, which they were there the day after, and then very shortly after that, somebody got turfed out. It seems there's bloody tramps up there, and they're very, very nasty, so we never went up there again, found a different bomb site.
Was it you and your schoolmates going to these bomb sites to play after school?
Oh, yeah, well, yes, that's right, and sometimes during school, if it was near, you know, lunchtime, you needed to just dive out and go and thing, but no, it was a new playground every time. And halfway along Romilly Street, just past 21, there used to be a big fish shop with glass tanks, miles, something like that. And on the corner where the Cup of Nina is now, that was like a hardware-type shop that used to sell paraffin and everything. And that was blasted as well. And that was never occupied again. And it was just open at the front. And everything got whipped away quickly. And months after, you could still go in behind the bar and get a pint of paraffin if you wanted to, because it was still, the pump was still working behind it, and nobody had ever bothered to think that. That was quite interesting. Now let's have a look. The other thing that's often wondered, you know, it's called the King of Corsica because his gravestone was around the back somewhere, wasn't it? It was back at Anne's and against the church, King of Corsica. And I wondered if he was actually one of those people in there. It could have been his skull on his face, who knows? But I just wondered whether they had a list of the people who were down there. Just a curious. I'm sure it must have been. I'm sure they should have had at least. And it was very strange when they filled it up and did the car park on the top. By this time I'd grown up a lot more and I knew all the people who were involved in filling up, and they were all collectors. And I would guarantee that everything went from there.